Poslušate Slovensko da na radiju SBS širom Australiji po svetu i pravo upam da uživate u poslušanju današnje slovenske odaje. Vedno je lepo ako slišimo novice o kulturnih, glazbenih i drugih izmenjavah med Slovenijom na Australiju. Pred kratkim je Nacionalni domorodski otroški zbor Gondwana National Indigenous Children's Choir prvič nastopao u Mariboru u Sloveniji. To je zgodovinski dogodek, kar se tiče takega obiska u Sloveniji, in već o tem nam bo sama povedala Bernie Bead, ki je generalna direktorica tega zbora. Bernie je bila tudi na obisku u Sloveniji in jo sedaj lepo pozdravljam u naši slovenski odaje radija SBS. Bernie, welcome to the Slovenian program on SBS Radio.
Thank you very much. It's wonderful to have a chance to speak with you.
Bernie, I've introduced you in Slovenian as the general manager of the choir. If you can tell us more about the choir itself and how this tour eventuated, how you ended up in Slovenia, in Maribor, the second largest city in Slovenia.
Certainly. So Gondwana Choirs is a national youth training arts organisation. We're based in Sydney, but our activity happens all over the country. There are three arms to the work that we do. We have the Sydney Children's Choir, which is the original part of our work, the Gondwana National Choirs, where we draw young people from all over the country for an intensive project each year and then have tours and so on. And then most importantly for our discussion, the Gondwana Indigenous Children's Choir. So that work began around 10 years ago. Our inspiring artistic director, Lynn Williams, who is also the founder of our organisation, started the program about 10 years ago when she was approached to work in communities with young Indigenous people. Our work in Far North Queensland in Cairns commenced around 6 years ago and a hub of young people who are drawn from the Cairns region, from both Aboriginal and Torres Strait heritage, was formed. And Lynn travels to Far North Queensland every week for about half the year, and there are other artists who also work with these young people in Cairns the other times. And this group has developed their skills to an incredible level. They perform for events locally and also nationally. And this tour was a very, very special opportunity for them. So it came about through an invitation to collaborate initially with the Vienna Boys Choir, which is an extraordinary opportunity. And the concept of drawing together two choirs that are both rich in culture and in heritage, but very different as well. And so from there, we worked very hard to build a meaningful tour that would enable these young people, for many of them, to have their first trip overseas and also to be able to connect with other extraordinary young people's choirs. As I'm sure you're aware, Carmina Slovenica is one of the finest girls' choirs in the world, if not the finest. And our artistic director, Lynn, has a great connection with Carmina there in Maribor. And so when they connected and Lynn let her know that we were travelling to the region, it seemed like the perfect time for us to be able to travel to Maribor. And so the collaboration developed from there. So we were so thrilled to be able to travel to the beautiful city of Maribor. And whilst we were there, really engaged very deeply with the community in that lovely city. And the families of Carmina Slovenica welcomed us so warmly. When we arrived, they were all standing in the square. The children had platters of beautiful traditional food to present to our children. And the families billeted our young people, welcomed them into their homes for the few nights that we were there. And so it was a culturally really enriching experience for our young people to stay with families in Maribor, to rehearse, to sing alongside the incredible singers of Carmina Slovenica, and then to perform a concert with them there.
I'm speaking with Bernie Beard, the General Director of the Gondwana Indigenous Children's Choir, which recently toured Slovenia. Bernie, what kind of concert did you perform there and your overall impressions of Slovenia?
So the concert was presented by Carmina Slovenica in their beautiful concert hall, and it featured the wonderful most senior choir of Carmina Slovenica, as well as some of their other choirs, the choral school choir and ensembles from the more younger singers as well. So there were many local young singers represented, and a really warm sense of of welcoming from the audience, as many of them were, of course, family and friends of the performers. So during the performance, our choir presented a 20-minute bracket featuring some of their music of strong cultural heritage, and the various ensembles of Kamina Slovenica presented their performance as well. And to finish it off, the two choirs performed together. And during the time that we were there in rehearsal, we had shared some of our music with the young people of Kamina Slovenica, and they'd learned a song which features traditional Indigenous language. And so it was a real joy to see the massed ensemble of the Kamina Slovenica singers and the Gondwana Indigenous Children's Choir all joined in song together.
Fabulous. And did you take a didgeridoo over?
No, we didn't. We do present some music which is drawn from, particularly from the Torres Strait Islands. And so those songs are often accompanied by a drum. We have a log drum, which is a bamboo-type instrument. It's very resonant and strong. We didn't take a didgeridoo. Most of the singers in our group are young women. In fact, for the touring ensemble, we had 22 children, of which only one was a boy for this group, which is unusual for us. However, that seems to be predominantly young women who are involved in our program.
And your overall impressions of Slovenia?
Oh, it's a beautiful city. We were blessed with the weather when we arrived. It was just coming into spring, and after our children were all welcomed by their host families, they all went away with their families to explore, and some of them spent time in their homes, others went for walks around the local region. I, with my colleagues, went for a walk right through the city and along the river and through the older parts of the city. It was absolutely stunning. It's such a charming city. We were so pleased to be there, certainly love to come back. On the final day, the children from Kamina Slovenica organised a treasure hunt, I suppose, or a game for the children to all do together, where they explored the town and had to find key landmarks along the way. And so it was a really lovely way for them to get to know the city as well.
Bernie, thank you so much for speaking with us today regarding this historic tour. These kind of cultural exchanges between Australia and Slovenia are always celebrated within our community and no doubt within the wider Australian community. We really appreciate your time today and are really happy to hear that you had such a wonderful time in Slovenia and in Maribor.
Thank you. It was fantastic to speak with you, and we were honoured to be welcomed to Maribor. If I may add, this tour was made possible entirely by fundraising, and I really would like to most sincerely thank the supporters who made this tour possible for the young people who had this incredible life-changing experience. Our principal partner for our Indigenous Children's Choir program is Rio Tinto, and they support the weekly training for our program. And in addition to that, we had a wonderful support from the Australian Embassy in Vienna, which also looks after Maribor, Slovenia. And we had some incredible support from individual donors, many of whom are based in Australia, and they know how much we are grateful for their support. We couldn't do it without them. Thank you very much.
Bernie, thank you so much for joining us today on the Slovenian program and SBS Radio, and we wish you every success in your future endeavours with the choir.
Terrific. Thanks so much.